The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marcos Pizza, the Ministry of Aquaculture and Marine Resources, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're getting there. The tickets are going, but we need you to go and get your ticket from the Nassau Guardian for our Far Back Friday event. That's tomorrow, folks, 7 p.m. Because you're all stalling a little bit, so we're going to be on the area at the Sunset Bar and Grill right there by Sapodilla Estates. But go ahead and get your tickets. We're gonna have a blast tomorrow, and we'll see you there. We have today with us at the beginning of the show the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the St. James, the brand new constituency in St. James. We have attorney with McKinney Turner, Mr. Owen Wells with us today. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
No, it's
I
good to have
you. Look forward to a lively engagement.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Good to have you. St. James. St. James is the place. But you're a resident of St. James.
I actually am. I'm a resident of Serenity, which falls within St. James. So
okay.
I know St. James intimately well.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. You were born in New Providence or elsewhere in the Family Islands?
I'm a Nassau boy, but my dad was born in Long Island, but I was born in Nassau.
Okay. Now, where you went to school?
I went to school, my high school, I went to Queens College.
Okay.
And after that, I went to College of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I had the privilege to attend a university in England where I studied for my law.
Okay.
At Buckingham, and then thereafter I went to the College of Law in Bloomsbury.
Okay. Now you see how humble you are when you mentioned you went to Queen's College. You know, if that was one of them sack people, they would have been on here talking, but they went to the Big Red Machine and all that kind of stuff. Of course, all kind of war on the show.
Yeah, I see a few people smiling, but I must say that the comments are always and always will be ahead.
See, I thought
Abdul Sackers.
I thought you was gonna be good enough. Avoid that war.
No, I have to give a plug, right?
Okay. And
I have to give a plug to the comments.
And you went to College of the Bahamas when?
I went from 2001 to 2004.
Okay.
That's where I got my studied for my AA.
Okay.
In criminal justice.
Okay, you're a young one, man. I graduated College of Bahamas in 1984, so you know.
I was born in 1984. I was taking my first breath when you graduated.
So let me ask you, why the Progressive Liberal Party? Why St. James? Why now for Owen Wells?
Progressive Liberal Party, it's very obvious. I'm intact and in tune with the fundamental values and cause of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I believe in the leadership of the Progressive Liberal Party, Mr. Philip Brave Davis and his deputy, Chester Cooper. They are the leaders that we need for this day and age. They're doing a great job, and I know that they will do a great job in their second term, and I look forward to being a part of their second term. St. James, I'm a part of St. James.
Mm-hmm.
I live in St. James. I'm familiar with the community. The residents of St. James, they see me. They will see me, whether it be at their gas stations, whether it be the city markets, whether it be the dineries, and I want to help the community which I live in. Hmm. So that's why St. James.
And why? Because this is, you're a first timer to frontline politics this way. Why now?
I'm a fresh face, just like you were once. So, yeah. So I know you know exactly what I'm going through.
Right.
And I know you know when you hit the ground, people are happy to see a fresh face. Mm-hmm. But why now? I think it's time for me to make a contribution to public life.
Okay.
I've already did something positive in my private life, in my business life, in my firm. Mm-hmm. Right. But right now, it's a time for me to make my contribution to public life and help my country move forward in a progressive manner.
What do you see? Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you okay. Go ahead.
What do you see yourself wanting to accomplish as a member of parliament, for instance?
Going back to you saying I'm a young one, right? Mm-hmm. I think I'm ready to express and voice the opinions of the young people within my age bracket. Mm-hmm. I think it's time that we have a seat to the table, we express our views, and we help govern with what we think the way the country should move forward. We have a voice, and I'm going to sit to the table, and I'm going to express that voice for all of those within my age bracket.
As speaking of young people, because I think you're having been born in 84, that puts you in the millennial category?
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay. What are you hearing, seeing from your millennials, both in the country at large and in St. James?
They're happy with where we are, but they want to see further progress. Mm. And obviously that is the agenda of the PLP. And they want me, per se, to be a part of that progress. Mm-hmm. So in St. James, when I hit the ground, when I see the people, they're happy for a new face. They're happy for a new leader.
And
they're happy.
Okay. And when you're a young person, as you said I was one time ago and you are now.
Still are. You still are, man.
So, you know, man, I'm 58 years old and these knees telling me I'm 78.
He was a young boy.
So when you meet people who are not as young, what is the reception? What are you hearing from them?
When they're not as young, fortunately, they still know of me professionally, as I think I've had somewhat of a successful practice in law, whether it be in the civil sector, whether it be commercial matters, mm-hmm. or whether it be a touch of criminal matters that I do. So they know of me, mm-hmm. they know my capabilities, they know my drive and my leadership. So they believe in me. And they say, well, obviously they're happy to have somebody that has a vision and somebody that is ready to take up the mantle and lead.
To your credit, I said to somebody, you know, I have the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate Owen Wells on my show today. And they said, oh, he's a good lawyer. To your credit.
And that's not whispered.
They
want to know why I'm leaving, actually.
Okay. So let me ask you, when you look at the Progressive Liberal Party's term this under the Davis administration, what are the things that stand out to you as the most impressive accomplishments?
Well, if we look from what they inherited and where they started, when they came in office, they came in during a pandemic. They came in during a crisis. They settled the pandemic. They helped the economy improve, because I'm sure you remember where we were as an economy during the pandemic. Lockdown, closed, nobody working, right? No jobs. So they helped settle that down. They helped the economy flourish again. You see, whether it be the IDB and all of these foreign agencies, they're saying the good work that the Progressive Liberal Party has done to make the economy where it should be. Take, for instance, crime. The numbers that were published by the commissioner early this year, crime is down. The investment the PLP has made in the crime, whether it be CCTVs, whether it be the hiring of more police, the most police ever, right? They have made tremendous steps in various aspects, and they intend to keep that progress going. And I want to be a part of that progress.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I've heard this from Prime Minister and others. When the government changed in 2021, September, the economy of the Bahamas was not closed. Tourists were coming in, it was open, et cetera. We may have had some curfews in place, but it was not closed. As a matter of fact, the economy's rebound had been in significant swing. That's why you had in 2021 a almost 14% economic growth in that period. Why do you believe that it was closed?
You said it wasn't closed, but I would say it was downgraded.
Not fully to its pre-pandemic level or activity, for sure.
Exactly.
Okay.
And for a government to meet that in place and for a government to boost it back up to where it should be, I think they should be given credit for that.
Okay. Any other accomplishments you think were noteworthy that you're campaigning on, you're mentioning to your folks down there in St. James?
We're mentioning quite a few things, right? Whether it be what they have done for the light, whether it be BPL, the reduction to the light. You know that the whole sector of energy that's being restructured. I think the Minister, Joe Bett-Colby, is doing a tremendous job with that. So anyone who looks at their light bill, they would see the deduction. And I think everybody is happy with that. So there's numerous things that the party has done, but I think the energy reform is a major thing that everyone is happy to see. And they want that to continue.
Okay. And you know, obviously, the Prime Minister continues to say it. He says, okay, we've made these achievements, we've made these accomplishments, but there's still a lot left to be done. What do you think is facing any administration, particularly the current administration, should it be returned to office?
Okay. Well, there's always room for progress and there's always room for growth in anything. And obviously in governance and politics life. So what can be done is we can be progressing upon the agenda that was set. I think personally, if we have a personal discussion, what has been affecting the country per se over the last 30 years is that we've been voting one government in and one government out. And we've become somewhat stagnant, right? The progress is not built upon. If I come into office, the first 1 to 2 years is just a cleanup process. I can't really fulfill my agenda, right? What the PLP government is asking for and what we know the people of the Bahamas will give us is a chance to fulfill that agenda and to build upon our agenda that we came into office with.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Actually, we come back, we continue our conversation. We're speaking with Mr. Owen Wells, who is an attorney at law and the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the new St. James constituency. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey, Nassau! Get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love. Smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z-Bot's Shivago Lang, Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Sapodilla Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music.
fans.
Light bites and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person. Cash sales only. It's Z Live's Farback Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the day before Farback Friday. Tomorrow, Sapa de la Estates, Farback. 80s and 90s music, some 70s music. We can leave you all in the 2000s. We are speaking today with the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the St. James constituency, attorney at law, Mr. Owen Wells. Brother Wells, you know, you say you born in 1984. You might want to come shake your leg down the road there tonight, you know, bring some of them people to St. James with you.
I got by. I'm not like my current leader, Brave Davis, or like the former leader, Perry Christie.
You
I got two left legs, man.
That's all right.
Long Island blood strong in me with the dancing part.
That's all right. Stand up in the corner and just tap your foot. We'll
that's
understand.
That's more my style.
Me and you, brother. So let me ask you a question. St. James goes from where to where?
Yeah, that's a great question. Everyone wants to know the boundaries.
Right.
Let's start from Adelaide, mm-hmm. right? Adelaide, then you come down. Mm-hmm. You have the western portion of Coral Harbour.
Okay.
And if you come down further on Carmichael, and I want you to change opposite sides of the road, you'll pick up the new government subdivision of Renaissance.
Okay.
Then you pick up Dignity Gardens, come further down Carmichael, turn onto Gladstone Road. On the right-hand side of the road, all the way to Fire Trail Road, then you'll go on to McKinney Drive. Once on McKinney Drive, you come on to Butler's Way, all of that in the back there. And then you have Southern Rest Ridge. From South Rest Ridge, you go back on to JFK. Heading west, you pick up Venetian, the subdivision of Venetian. Head further down, you have Jacaranda, all of those corners on the left-hand side. Mm. Lyford Hills, Serenity, and okay. Then you have Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
So it's quite vast.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm
it
ready
is.
For the task.
You got all Stapleton and them in St. James?
No, Stapleton. Stapleton is still Mount Moriah.
Okay. All right, okay.
That's Mount Moriah.
Okay. One of the things that I've asked other candidates about, and I'd be interested to hear your experiences, what are young people saying in terms of vote and registration and that kind of stuff? What are you hearing?
To be honest with you, young people want to know if things will stay the same or you intend to bring a change. Mm. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do different than what has been done already?
And if you can
show them that you intend to do something different, mm-hmm. You're going to speak for them and their viewpoints, then you know they're willing to engage you and willing to give you a chance. But you have to show them that you are there with them and you believe in what they believe in.
Okay, now, plenty of these young people believe when you go and represent a party, when you go and get elected, and the party say they done this and they done that, they believe that you should say to the party, if you ain't agree, I don't agree with that, go speak for them. Is that something that you think you could do?
Well, that's a twofold question, right?
Right.
Obviously, you know the doctrine of collective responsibility probably better than I do, right? But you have to speak for and have to voice for your people, right, that you represent. When you sit to the table, you have to say, hey, these are the viewers of the residents within my constituency, and these are the people, leader, and stand up for people. And that's my intention.
So you understand that there's a balance where you are part of a team, and you're not going to try and buck with the team just because you want to show an independence, but there is a point at which you might say, you know, to your team even, listen, we might be thinking this, but I can tell you all these young people thinking this.
Well, life is a balance. Mm-hmm. So you have to strike a balance in anything you do.
Okay.
So I would strike the appropriate balance, but I most definitely can tell you that I will voice the opinions and concerns of my constituents. And I'm sure the voice and opinions of my constituents will stand out.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned the positive things that the government has done, but you and I live in the same society. You seem to be a pragmatic man, and you know that people have issues, right? Whether they have issues with immigration, they believe that something's not right with their documents, their passports. They've seen some prosecutions. They have issues with the public health system and so forth and so forth. So what do you say to people push back and say, yeah, maybe some progress is made, but look at all these other things and, you know, that I don't like it. And so what do you say to them?
Obviously, the passports is something that's a hot topic, a hot button topic within the community right now. Mm-hmm. And obviously, any right-thinking behemoth, as I am, and I'm sure you are, and the majority of your audience is, are very concerned about the passports, nationality, and those who receive passports, as they should be, right? Where I stand on that is anyone that has received any documentation illegally should be prosecuted. Mm-hmm. And anyone who has a hand in them receiving or giving to them should also be prosecuted. Because this is the highest crime in the line in my mind. That's treason, right? Mm-hmm. So they should all be prosecuted. But it should be, the public should be reminded that this whole investigation that is currently ongoing was brought about by the governing party, the PLP. Mm-hmm. They looked at what was going on. They instituted this investigation. And they told the police, hey, investigate these active. So whatever process that they had in play discovered whatever issue there is, and that is now being looked into.
And that is that's a strong point. I mean, to recognize that whatever the issue is, it has been picked up under this administration and it is being prosecuted under this administration.
And that's what leadership is about, right? Mm-hmm. So if there's a problem, you deal with it. And that's what we are doing.
Okay.
We didn't create the issue.
We have a text here says, good day, Mr. Lang. Your guest said that the PLP should be commended for economy bouncing back after the pandemic, but the entire world was shut down for the pandemic. It's obvious that the economy would have improved after the country opened. What else has the PLP done? It says that text.
I don't know if it's obvious I would have improved. Policies help things improve. If you don't implement the correct policies, the improvement may have never happened. So I don't know if I'll join in all the way with that statement. But there's other things the PLP has done. If you look, what bringing VAT down to zero, right? That's going to be implemented. I think it's April 1st. But there's numerous other things that I can say that they do, but I'll talk with the VAT one right now, right? Mm. So we're bringing that down to zero. So you can also look at that and say, hey, that's something the PLP government is doing for you.
Now people tell you, say you keeping VAT on some medicine and some other areas. Is it possible that's another something you might push for to get even further relief for people?
Yeah, well, obviously that's something that you would push for, but you would have to go by, I guess, what would the technocrats would say with that. I don't know what the studies and all that stuff are saying.
I got you.
You know, once you get to the table and you see all the papers, then you can make a determination on that.
Okay.
But obviously, if it's something that can be pushed for, I will push for it.
All right. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, great show. This is Mr. Lang. Yes, how you doing?
Good, man. I'm good.
Great, man. Yeah, I had a pleasure meeting the guy who's there, Chaucer James, right? And I think he's going to do a very good job.
Okay.
And the special part about St. James' constituency, what he's in, right, is that they don't really ask for much. The only thing we asking for is basically just the flooding situations that dealt with in Coral Harbor, which is already starting to be dealt with. The mosquitoes in the summertime, which I think that he's going to deal with that there, right? And also, too, I'd like to commend him on holding two offices. Because how the St. James, that he has two offices to help people within the community.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to just congratulate him, and I want to tell him, I hope you do a good job to our representation of the community.
And thank you very much. We appreciate it. And Mr. Wells, come on the show. Ain't tell nobody got two offices.
That's something, eh? It's a good thing.
He's
that
a
this
humble
guy
man.
Mr. Lang, you know, one of the hardest things I find in politics right now is speaking about yourself.
Yeah.
Who are you? Yeah. I'm used to people saying, you know, Mr. Wells has done this and this and that for me.
Right.
But now everybody asking me to talk about myself.
I understand, brother.
But I
Go ahead. Yeah, no, you go.
No, I also wanted to just mention the Coral Harbor and what the government has done for that flooding, right? Because obviously that was a major concern for all residents within Coral Harbor. But what the government has done has reaped benefits already. You know, we had a torrential downfall last week, and every resident within the Coral Harbor community is actually able to see what the government planned. So that's your government working for you, especially for those residents within Coral Harbor. So you can look forward to that project being complete, and you can look forward to not having to drive your car being flooded.
Okay. This text is, Mr. Lankin, your guest explained the good job the present administration is doing, as we, the Bahamian people, cannot see it, especially in Grand Bahama. I may be missing something, but can he enlighten the voters as to what this government has done to earn his trust and respect, respectfully, says that texter.
Well, we can speak to Grand Bahama as a whole. I'm sure you know Grand Bahama better than me, but I know the points, right, Mr. Lang? The present government is in the process, as we all know, of trying to get the sale for the hotel. They're also in the process of trying to get the airport up and running. Those are things that we met in a bad shape, but we are in the process of getting all of those things completed. And we hope to get them completed very shortly. And then we also know what happened with the Port Authority and what the Prime Minister did by actually carrying us to court and getting a ruling. And the ruling says what and cannot be Freeport. And obviously we care about Freeport a lot.
We have a text here that says, ask your guest how he feels about all the retired civil servants back to the system. Also, now PM is 75. Does he believe in age limits for MPs and PMs, especially seeing he have to go home at 60 to 65? People have to go home at 60 to 65.
The first point, with civil servants coming back, I think experience is always welcomed, right? Depending on the numbers that are brought back, in any government institution, experience is needed. In any private institution, experience is needed, right? You can look in the private sector, you have law firms, you have some lawyers working till 80, and people still rely upon their expertise and experience. So sometimes within any organization, it is needed to bring those back who have some form of experience. That persons in my age bracket or a little bit younger can work with them and learn from them. So that's what may be happening and to that point.
Okay. Is Texas
Hello? Next question.
Go ahead. Did that person have another question?
I think it was a two-part. Yeah, I stand to be corrected.
Yeah. I don't. Says, hello, Mr. Lang. You know better than anyone else that when election comes around, the candidates come across like Mr. Wells, that he is looking out for his constituents. He will fall in line and drink the Kool-Aid and look to cater to the PM for a ministerial post. You must see. I don't think you want to get Mr. Wells picks up
either. I know
because you ain't need that job. You don't need that job. You don't mind having a job, but you ain't need it, right?
I'm doing quite fine in my private life, my friend.
We have a call on.
That is new.
We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shivago, and your guest with me, Mr. James.
Yes.
Couple quick things. Bahamians are kind of trapped into selection, right? And I mean, it's difficult. I hope one day we can get to where we can have individuals who actually represent the constituency, which was pre-67. Because he said himself, you know, collective responsibility. We're seeing what that was with the numbers. You know, we voted against it, and we see what happened. So they only come to us in 5 years to be elected, and that's unfortunate. I really want representation for the constituency, even at the cost of their losing the support of their party. But I understand that very difficult. But that what happened, that it kind of entrapped us, because now if we become to complain, then they say, like, well, I'm objective, and objective may not necessarily be for my constituency.
Just to be clear, collective responsibility relates to your cabinet responsibilities.
Hello?
Collective responsibility is a cabinet ideology. A member of parliament has a collective responsibility only to the extent they are part of a team. And all of us are part of teams that we buy into our team's philosophies. So that's not going to change because you are a representative of a constituency. Now, you might still be able to say, because a member of parliament who's part of the PLP FNM could always say, listen, I don't agree with none of that stuff, and I'm going to leave. We've seen that happen too.
Right, but what the law, when you... But
there's
the
law no law. Is, there's no law related to this. No law.
No, not for collective. But I mean, no, there's a law regarding MPs. So the law that regard MPs is representation for constituency. That should be the primary thing. But according to Mr. Wells, their primary will be collective responsibility.
No, he did not say that. He didn't say that.
I'm deducing that because he said collective responsibility.
He said that it is part of the consideration. He did not say that's the only consideration. In fact, he's one of the few candidates who comes on and who actually makes that distinction. So, yeah. All right? Do we have another caller?
You do. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, how are you doing?
Yeah, I would like to just expand on the second part of that person's two-part question and also ask a two-part question. Do you think politicians should retire at a certain age, seeing that you get older, you know, dementia could kick in? So how old do you think politicians should actually serve for? My question is, have you seen evidence of the 120-plus million that was paid to the government for the hotel? I would just hang up and listen. Two-part question.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll speak on what I spoke about earlier. Experience, you can never get too much experience, right? When a politician retires, it should be up to the public because you have to vote. You have to vote for that person in their constituency. So if you don't think he should be there, it's up to you. But I think that experience, you cannot pay for an experience. The current leadership that we have is well experienced. Everything, public sector, law, all of the things that would make him a great prime minister. And he's brave. So I think that obviously he is still the man for the job. I believe in him, and I believe the country as a whole believes in him.
Okay. Do we have another caller on the line? All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was calling in to speak to Owen Wells.
Yeah, he's listening.
Good afternoon, Owen Wells. I would like to ask a question of why did you choose to run line politics?
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling. Yeah. You had answered it before, but you might want to reiterate
I think that I did, but I think it was just my time to make a contribution to the public, a public contribution, as opposed to what I'm doing now in the private sector. I think it's time for me to make a contribution to the public sector and build the economy, build the country to where I think it should be and where many people within the Bahamas think it should be.
Man, you must be an interesting candidate, but because I ain't never seen this much calls coming. Go ahead. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. It's been good so far. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How's everything going?
Good. We're good. We're good. How are you?
Okay, I'm okay. Call and find out. Mr. Wells, if Mr. Davis was a representative of Cat Island, would you have been happy with his representation for the past 30 years?
I'm not a resident of Cat Island, so I don't know if I can speak directly to that. But what I do know of Cat Island, as my grandfather was born there, I've made many visits to Cat Island, right? And we can see it for ourselves when the election happens. The residents there are very happy with this representation. And if you look to what's happening in Cat Island right now, currently, a new airport is on the horizon. It's a beautiful complex, and the airport... And another airport is being restructured and re-renovated. So he's making a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous investment in his island.
Okay. We have another caller on the line, and then we got to go to break. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay. Brother Wells, I am now. Thank you very much. No, we understand, but thank you very much for joining us today, and we wish you all the best.
My pleasure, Mr. Lang. It's a pleasure appearing with you, and I look forward to our lively and engaging conversations next time.
All righty, good.
You'll be having a lot of me going forward.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Owen Wells, the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate for the St. James constituency. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Z Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clark's and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover Hoop.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Create the perfect Easter basket at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store. We've got everything you need. Fun and exciting basket stuffers for kids and teens. And if you'd like, we'll even wrap it for you. While you're here, explore our beautiful spring fabrics perfect for Easter outfits and prom dresses. That's Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Call 393-0758 or 817-0758.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Farber Lang, Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Sapodillo Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Farback Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's Funeral Industry Partner Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Food, fun, and family. You know what time it is, Bahamas. Time for good food, sweet treats, big laughs, and family fun. The 82nd Bahamas Red Cross Fair is back. Saturday, March 28th at 12 noon at Lower Government House grounds. Enjoy mouth-watering Bahamian dishes, exciting games for all ages, a vibrant kids' corner, and live entertainment that will keep the energy going all day long. Bring your family, bring your friends, and bring your appetite. The 82nd Bahamas Red Cross Fair, where the whole Bahamas comes together.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather. You feel like
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the day before. Get your tickets. I tell you what, also, so you can't get your ticket today. You can and will be able to get your ticket tomorrow at the door, at the place. So I don't want you to wait till then, but I mean, if you have to, we're going to do that. We're going to do that, okay? You always make planning for things a little difficult, but oh my goodness. Anyway, it's all good. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. And please turn your radio down because we don't want to.
Yes, I'll do that.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. And you?
How you doing?
I'm good, ma'am. Thank you. How are you?
Now, Mr. Lang,
mm-hmm.
I keep here. I mean, this is a little off, but mm-hmm. then it is on point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your regular talk thing today.
Mm.
But you're advertising the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
For tomorrow.
Yes.
But you keep saying 70s and 80s?
No, I said 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, I understand that. Mm-hmm. What happened to 60s?
Well, we may throw in one or two of them if you tell me, but, it's like, the span of people is really 70s, 80s, and 90s. But, yes, we could
my
do some 60s
goodness.
For you, Mom. We could do that.
I got you.
I'm putting the 60s on the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s for you. You got
Please
it.
Please do.
You got it.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to rock you for 60s. 60s,
yes,
70s, 80s, and
90s. And I'm going to have that dance with you.
All right. I'm waiting. Don't knock
you. You take care.
You too, Mom. So glad to hear from you.
Okay. I do.
All righty. So, let me read these texts you guys have. Mr. Wells is not here any longer, but I'll read them. Good day, is there? Okay, I don't know what that's saying. It says, Owen Wells is a young man who has accomplished much in his young life. If he can take this into his public life, I am certain that St. James would have an outstanding representative, says that text. This text says, trying to get the sale of the hotel, I thought it was already sold. It says, don't you think the investigation was started because the leader of the opposition raised some concerns in the House? But the investigation happened under the current administration. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Ms. Lang.
Hi.
I was very interested with Mr. Wells' speech.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I truly believe he believed he can need people with his same kind of thinking for that to be a change, because that present group that they in, he can have problems with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that could be a problem for him if you're going up against a large number percentage against how the way he speak. And I trust things will go well because the country do need change. And I do think young people have an opportunity to help the change within the Bahamas, not as at a party level, but the party say, for the people. Thank you very much.
All righty. You're welcome, Mom. No problem. This says, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. Mom might need a hip replacement after Baba Friday. Well, I need a knee replacement, so that'll be two of us. So I listened to the news cast in which the government was saying that the reason why it is having some of this with fraudulent passports is because the Minnis administration relaxed the renewal process for passports. And that really begged a number of questions for me. Frankly, it is not usual that your renewal for an issued government document is as strict as the first application. That's not usual at all. I mean, it is not unusual to have a more streamlined process for a renewal, because think about it. In fact, it was the Progressive Liberal Party that began the more stringent process of application leading up to the biometric inclusion on the passport. So at that time, lots of people getting a new passport that included their biometrics required the kind of background check and document check and that kind of thing that the initial passport, which had biometric. Why, if I have a strengthened biometric passport, would I then now have the same level of stringent processing for the renewal? That's not typical. So one of the questions it begs for me is, what was the date on these fraudulent passports? See, these are the things that we're not told, right? Because they can help you understand better what is happening. So the fraudulent passports that were prosecuted, when were they issued? Were they renewals or were they first time issued passports? That's important, because if they were fraudulently done after the implementation of the biometrics, that's one story. If they were fraudulently done prior to the implementation of the biometric, that's another story. Those beg two different sets of questions. Okay? And if this relaxed procedure created this problem, are you suggesting that the problem is widespread? And how is that possible, given that the Minister of Foreign Affairs said that there is no widespread challenge with the credibility of our passport, and that raising any such concern on the part of the opposition was putting at risk how these passports are perceived? See? Anyway, we're going to break, news break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we can keep talking about it. We'll be back after this news break.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders,
and they're everything you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them,
dunk them,
love them
with sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal,
enjoy them on their own,
or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
This is definitely the time for Bombs to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the farm and produce. We're cultivating producers.
Southwest BLP. Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BEMC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Great news, Ron Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. But talking about the passport scenario that the Prime Minister painted in respect of why they are having some issues with fraudulent passports. Now, a couple of things I want to mention to you. It was a determination by the Ingram administration that, like many countries, you put law enforcement people at the helm of, say, a passport office. So you will note that for a long time, the chief passport officer was actually a more senior police officer. I remember the last one was Clarence Russell. I think he was the ASPR. And before him was another police officer, I believe. But this was a deliberate determination because you then have these law enforcement-minded persons who would pay the kind of stringent the issuance of things and the processes of things to ensure against any kind of challenges on that side, right? So you had that. But then let's also recall that the Bahamas began a process of issuing e-passports in 2007, December. E-passports. Now remember, this e-passport process was actually initiated by the Christie administration, right? The Christie administration, so that required the biometrics, etc. And a part of that e-passport process was a strict background check leading up to the issuance of the passport. Okay, strict background check. I remember the current Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Minister of Foreign Affairs responsible to the passport office then speaking about this necessity of implementing the biometrics and what it would mean for the integrity of the passport, etc. Okay, so you do all this background check to make sure when you are issuing an infused passport, you now have a more credible passport. Now, 2007 is almost 20 years ago. Every passport prior to 2007 has expired. Every passport. And so therefore, every passport issued since that time would be an e-passport issued, right? At this point in time, I don't see anybody holding a non-e-passport. It is possible, but I don't know, unless you issue in 10 and 20-year passports. So it is hard for me to conceive that you are having fraudulent passport issues on renewal of an e-passport scenario. Because even if your passport was the old non-e-passport and you're now getting the new e-passport, the new e-passport requires stringent measures to verify your bona fides, not the renewal. The renewal cannot be the issue because the real work is done on the original application. So unless you have some skullduggery going on with the original application, you can't be really having the issue on the renewal unless you have skullduggery going on with that. That has nothing to do with a relaxed procedure, but has to do with somebody actually doing something. Now, I have noticed that the Minister of Foreign Affairs has not spoken on this issue. He has not. Mr. is very vocal on many things, etc., but he has not spoken on this issue. We've heard from the Chief Passport Officer, but we haven't heard from the Minister. Now the Prime Minister has spoken, you could argue that, but more in the context of a blame the former government in respect of that. I just think that there's a challenge with that logic. And mind you, the widespread nature of this, if the relaxation of the thing is a problem, would be really incredible to not see happening if it's the relaxed renewal process that's the problem. That would be really something, right? If the relaxed renewal process is a problem, and that's why you have a fraudulent situation presented to the court, then you're saying to me, this could be a widespread challenge. I frankly don't see that, but if that would be a logical conclusion from what we have heard so far. All right? So we'll have to see. We keep watching. This text says, Lang, good day. The money they want to borrow for the power company, why don't they put that on the airport and get ERCA to regulate the power at the Grand Bahama Power? And if they choose not to comply, then they could take over the power company. And you could see a company choosing not to comply with the government of the Bahamas. Really? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z. How you doing today?
Right here, man. What you saying?
Man, everything blessed. I sort of agree with you because all you knew your business license and mm-hmm. this and that, and why they got to ask you for the same documents over and over again and have that on file. So I can understand, like, the renewal part, trying to make it more easier, mm-hmm. trying to make the business more easier than the first time, because the first time you got to bring in the birth certificate mm-hmm. or the marriage license or whatever mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. to get this national insurance card or whatever to get this passport.
Right.
So it starts from way down there first. It can't start from the renewal. If they renew it, then they already renewing an illegal passport then.
Exactly.
Passport would they get from illegal means.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. Think about if you had to do every time for renewal what you had to do for the initial application of a passport. Think about that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because you always addressing that to make business more easier.
Right.
And then the next thing I don't want to talk about, you rejected the last caller yesterday outright. And I agree to you, too, because even though with the parliament, with the cabinet ministers, them is mixed together with MP. It's 97,000 now, 28,000 as an MP and 66,000 as a cabinet. Shoot, this
it's 28,000 as an MP and 66,000 as a cabinet minister.
As a cabinet minister, that's what I say. So that's 97 yeah, together. Yeah. Almost 98 or something like that.
93.
But 93 or something, yeah, okay. Mm. But like I say, you rejected what he say, right? But you think this one possible? I know you remember Blue Waters.
could they be acquired in it, buy it, and then if they win the next election, then they divest it to some of their PLP cronies for less than $200 million, like a Blue Water scene? Is that possible? Like, I hang up and I can listen.
Thanks for calling. I mean, when you're dealing with human beings, anything is possible. I mean, if you're dealing with human beings, but this guy was talking about distributing to MPs and them kind of stuff. But it is possible that if you make, that the government could make a sale, purchase of something and then later on divest it in you know, to others with some interest and so forth like that. But you know, what I find interesting is this. The government of the Bahamas, like we talk, so the Ingram administration privatizes Arawak Port Development, but insist on a public distribution of shares in the place. So there are public members of the public, ordinary members of the public, who own shares in Arawak Port Development, right? The threshold for investing was about $1,000, so lots of people could have gotten in on that, and lots of people have gotten in on that, right? When BTC was privatized in terms of government selling 51% of the shares and holding 49% of the shares, the Ingram administration determined that following upon that, 9% of the shares would be made available to the public for direct ownership in that. Now, we're talking empowerment, right? The Grand Bahama Power Company used to have private shareholdings, right, by ordinary Bahamians. The Minnis administration, was it the Minnis administration? Yeah, I think so. It was the Ingram administration, who I believe was in office, when those shares, that was held by Bahamians, right? Because a part of the insistence with the Ingram administration on the Emera purchase was to make available shares to the employees of the power company, and that was done. Then there was a reversal of it so that the people wanted to buy back those shares. I don't know if all the shares have been bought back. I believe they have all been bought back. Now the government wants to buy the Grand Bahama Power Company, and guess what? Not buy it and make shares available to the public. The government will buy it and own the whole set of shares. The Progressive Liberal Party, when it came to office, complaining as it did, as did many Bahamians, about the sale of BTC, didn't continue to allow for the 9% of the shares to be owned by the general public. It killed that, okay? Now the government wants to buy the Grand Bahama Power Company and own 100% of the shares, not make shares available. So we have to decide whether empowerment really is a real aim. And if you think the Grand Bahama Power Company is going to be profitable, why not have Bahamians own it? Why not have Bahamians be broad owners of it, right? I didn't hear any of that mentioned. I hear about reduction in the power bill and so forth, so forth. I also want to note something. I want you all in Nassau to note this. New Providence, today, subsidizes electricity for the Family Islands. Otherwise, power rate amounts would be much higher. There is no business case that can be made for the rate that the Family Islands pay. They can only pay that rate because Nassau subsidizes, New Providence subsidizes those rates. If the government purchases the Grand Bahama Power Company, the government says, according to the minister, that they will half the rate. That's what they say, will half the rate. Which means then that because that rate would not be an economic rate, not for the Grand Bahama Power Company, it would not be. And I would dare anyone to challenge me on that. That would mean that we'll be asked to subsidize the power rate for Freeport. Now, I'm sure Freeport people ain't gonna mind that. But at the end of the day, that subsidy is going to land back on the public's back, because these things have to be paid for a power company like BPL, and then it would be the GBPC, which would be subsidized by the government. Okay? And this is for Freeport now, where you already have no real property taxes paid by folks in Freeport, unlike New Providence. Some other concessions for your businesses because you are a licensee of the port, unlike New Providence. So, yeah, you in totality, no lunch is free. I'll never forget Sir William Allen the Late writing in the Tribune an article that says there's no such thing as a free lunch. Believe me, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's picking up that tab, and if it's a government involved, it's always the Bahamian public. Always. There's no other way. Government has no money saving except what it gets from the Bahamian public by way of taxes. No way. And fees. Even when you borrow the money has to be paid back with interest. Paid back by the Bahamian public. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Minister.
Hi.
Well, Poppy, tell me something. So what is the right thing to do? I thought this might have been a pre-record show, but thank God it's not. Because you just were talking about something like this yesterday or talking about the same thing. So I'm trying to figure what is the best thing the Prime Minister or the government could do on behalf of the Grand Bahamian people or the Bahamian people generally, if you had to make the decision. Because, I mean, for one of the persons who could tell us some things than what we might know, and a smart person, simple me, I thinking that maybe if they just leave this alone till after the general election, maybe that's the smartest thing to do. Yeah. You think they should, which would you recommend, if you had to recommend to the government? And these people that move the grid company would sound like they dealing with Pike over here in Nassau. They're the same people who the government won't put in charge or put on a board to run the Grand Bahama Power Company. They're the same people.
I haven't heard that, but I don't know.
You won't be surprised. Would you be surprised if they are the same people?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. No.
And you think that's okay? That's fair. Like,
let's put it like this. You asked me what I would do. Firstly, I would want to know what the financials of the Grand Bahama Power Company.
Okay? You want to see their books?
I want to see their balance sheet. I want to see their income statement. I want to see their cash flow statement. Secondly, I want to take a deep dive behind those financials. Meaning, I want to go on view.
Inspect.
Because the financials I'm getting going back years now. So I'm not just getting financials for 1 year. I'm going to get financials. But what I'm talking about is what analysts do is you go behind the financials. So now I want to go on the plant, by the plant. I want to inspect the equipment. I want to inspect the operations. I want to understand the team, the leadership. Try to get a sense of the issues that are at stake. I want to take some guidance on the power business operations dynamics for a small area like Grand Bahama. And I want to do some deep dive into the genuine infrastructural needs, operational needs of the company, and all that
and
kind
if
of
you
stuff.
Was the prime
I need to have an accounting evaluation of that company.
Okay, financial audit.
No, they do evaluation. They know how to do evaluation. You could do evaluation based on a number of things. You can get book value. You can get future value, cash flow. You can do a cash flow, future values, analysis, all that kind of stuff. I want to know.
And Minister, if you was the Prime Minister, you was making that decision right now, is it enough time?
I would not do that.
It seems like you eager to call, to ring the bell soon and call election. Do you have enough time to get that information for us, the Bahamian people, who asking a bunch of questions?
Well, the Prime Minister said that they've been at this for 5 years. I don't have anything to verify that, but I certainly would not.
That's a long time for the government to be trying to do something for the people.
Yeah.
And I thought they would bow to the government or work with the government or just tell the government no, then they'd be trying. They was negotiating and talking with the Grand Bahama power company for 4 years.
Yeah, I would not be doing this before election weeks.
Minister, what you think about, sound like, I could be wrong, sound like Prime Minister was saying, like, if you and me and others keep asking a bunch of questions, we could be, he didn't say it as nice as I'm trying to put it, we could be considered as haters and people them who really ain't trying to, want to pull the government or pull people down or trying to make politics. And I think that's wrong. I think the questions worth asking, they're not haters question. They recently have a question what Bahamian people need to do. You think that's dishonest of the... okay, tell me if these words, if I could use these words. Do you think, is it okay for me to say that was... what word is used? Disingenuous? Dishonest?
Well, it's politics. It's the Prime Minister's politics. The Prime Minister is trying to leverage an issue to back you emotionally into a corner to say, well, you're either for the people or you're against the people. I dismiss
that. You say accept that because that's politics?
No, I didn't say accept it. I'm saying it's politics. I didn't say you have to accept it. I'm just saying what it is.
Yes, it might be politics, but it sounds wicked. It sounds like you're talking to smart, like all us ain't smart as some of us, right? But all us ain't dumb. It's like you misleading us. It's like you being, the way it's disingenuous, you being wicked to us to talk, to make us feel guilty just for asking the right questions. We own this thing, not the Prime Minister, not the PLP. We own this thing collectively together. This is our business, so we could ask it. The Grand Bahamian people, they could ask it. I don't think it's fair.
You make the proper point. The proper point, this is public business. Public business is open business.
And he's wrong. These haters were asking the question. It's public business. Public business, and this our money, like you say earlier. Someone said that $280 million, we can pay that bill
with interest. With interest,
something with the power company owe banks or owe anyone. We can pay the bill
with interest.
But I think it's disingenuous and it's wicked and wrong. And the Prime Minister should need to apologize to us people, even us who ain't smart like Chicago, like who could barely. And we ain't caring no water for no effing. You can't water for effing because you asking questions or you ain't a supporter of the party. You ain't no PLP if you go question what the Prime Minister say. And it sound crazy. You got to question it. Keep up the good work, Minister.
Thank you for calling, Bob. Appreciate you calling. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Blank. How you doing, man?
Right here, man. What's up?
Okay, you're in Freeport, and I have some background there. Have you been paying attention to how many solar grids are in Grand Bahama? I mean,
I know of one.
Miles and miles and miles of it in different locations all throughout the island.
I know of one right behind the YMCA. There may be others, but I don't know of them.
If you go down to where old Catholic High
used to be... You need to turn your radio down because I'm getting feedback.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. If you go down to where Catholic High used to be, I mean almost close to 2 miles of solar grids.
I was just... Oh, yeah, that's right. Behind Catholic High. Behind the Catholic High.
And out east end, there are literally almost solar grid fields.
Okay.
And I think that the purchase structure is all a part of this thing that's going on. Do you realize we have more? Based on what I looked at, there's no place in Nassau or the Bahamas that has the degree of solar grids that I personally seen.
I could see that because the land, and first of all, the acquisition of the land would be more costly to begin with.
Right. And I'm trying to figure out, and there's nothing being said by the Grand Bahama Port Authority or the power company, and literally the amount of grids I see, those grids could run a city.
No, I don't think so. But you know the one that's behind the YMCA, there was a big launch of that. There was a public launch. I remember Glenys Hannah Martin was in attendance at it. I think she may have been acting prime minister at the time or something because she spoke at it. But there was a public launch.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, literally, like I said, I haven't seen anything like that anywhere in the Bahamas. And I think that has a whole lot to do with why probably Amera is up for the sale.
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but I mean, who knows? Because we don't know, right? We don't have all the details. We don't know what Amara's thinking is. So you might be right. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When you got 6 whole big locations all throughout the island, right. That's something. That ain't quiet.
Yeah, I got you. All right, brother. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The following is a paid political message.
Out, Kalani.
That was a paid political message.
Hey, everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Shivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at our night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It's Far Back Friday tomorrow. Yes, sirree, Bob. Mom didn't tell you, boy. She coming to shake her leg with me. 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s music. Hey, even if you're all millennials. 1,000 song inside there for you, right? So y'all could do what y'all is do now. I mean, I remember Twinkin was what? The early 2000s? Okay. So y'all might even do a little Twinkin. I don't know what you do now. I tell people ain't nothing worse than an old man or old woman trying to look really, really, really young. I ain't trying to do that, man. So I dance in slow motion. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Right here. You got your ticket?
Listen, man,
you got your ticket? You got your ticket? You got your ticket? You got your ticket?
I can tell you now, man. Unfortunately, I go to pre-ball for children.
All right.
I got to pre-ball for children.
We give you a pass.
Yes. But listen, I got a good idea for you.
Okay.
You should record that, because I know you have some good music. Record that music and sell it.
For thought, there you go.
They may even buy that.
They may even buy that just to see me shake.
That's right. But listen, man. You get the nail out of the head a couple of things. I want to say this to you. My personal view as to why the government wants to buy the Port Authority is because the people in Freeport don't pay real property tax. So that's the main reason why they don't get out of the Port Authority.
Think so?
Yeah, I think that's the main reason.
Yeah, except that any money you collect from Grandmama Power Company, if you halfen the rate, means you're going to be reducing the revenue significantly. You ain't getting no money back from that.
Next thing is this. As it relates to the power company, Grandmama Power Company, you hit the nail on the head again. You educate the baby people that were saying the same thing. They're trying to say that Grandmama's electricity is high now, but you know, they have a house in Freeport too. The price is high. I know
right,
that.
Right.
But again, because of the volume of people there, which is already compared, the family island, like you said, New Providence subsidized the family island electricity cost.
Yep.
You see? So if Freeport has to pay that low rate, like you say, then New Providence has to also.
Subsidized.
I thought that was a very important point, and that shouldn't just be blown over. People need to understand that. But I really do hope that there can be some energy reform in Grand Bahama. But really, man, the light bill is really high.
But you know, the thing about it is, let me tell you something. If I see, we have to think long term in this thing. What we need in Grand Bahama is economic activity that drives up the population.
Amen.
Because then if you got more scale, then you can reduce the cost per capita.
Yeah.
Because you have more customers.
And that would start with getting that.
I mean, really, honestly, man, you got to go. If it were me, I'm in the Middle East. I'm in Asia. And I'm trying to attract significant businesses to Grand Bahama. I'm not talking just to Freeport, to Grand Bahama.
Right?
Because once you get that economic activity up, I can tell you one thing. As our population ages, you will find people between 40 and 60 years old will find in Freeport the level of life that they are looking for. That steadier, easier living that don't have all that traffic and all that kind of stuff just now. But they need economic opportunity.
I know. I got out of the way to get my wife to move home in Nassau because of the traffic in Nassau.
I'm telling you, brother.
She lived 5 minutes from Wake, 7 minutes from the airport, five minutes from downtown.
I'm telling you, bro. You going to the airport and you say, but when your flight leaving, 2 o'clock, what time you going to the airport for? I get in there for 12:45. 5 minutes, I'm at the airport. All right?
And if she moved from where I live in Winton to Hillland Revenue in Nassau.
Sucking your teeth the whole way through. Sucking your teeth the whole way.
Hour and a half in the morning and an hour coming back in the evening.
Yeah. Brushing your teeth with your tongue. Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
appreciate it. All right, this text says, good afternoon, Zhivago. I really like Ms. Kulma's spirit and that she will be attending the event tomorrow. She is a fun person, absolutely. Wonderful contribution she's made to this country. This says, I am not able to attend this time, so please don't take too long to have the next event. You know if I won't be fooling with y'all. This is Mr. Lang. Mr. Russell did an excellent job when he was the chief passport officer. He was a no-nonsense officer. He did not tolerate foolishness and corruption. Neither one of the recent appointees to the post were police officers. The one before this one was Kingsley Smith, the member of parliament for West End and Bimini. The government needs to stop playing with our sovereignty, says that text. This text says, October 2017, Freeport Power became 100% foreign-owned. 100% foreign-owned in October 2017. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. They don't tell what was the policies that was relaxed either and what was the new policies this government put in place to tighten the process. Everybody is speaking except the minister, and I wonder why, says that text. This text says, everyday negative stuff coming from these shows. There isn't anything we could celebrate. No wonder we now see low voter turnout is so low we can do better than, right? This text says, you have so much to offer. I surely hope your talent is allowed to turn this country around. Thank you so much for sharing your extraordinary talents and knowledge with us. I appreciate it. I can do what I can do whenever I can do it. This text says, I don't know why people think that when they see a field of solar panels, it can power a small city or city when it's just possible. Yeah, it's it'll take a lot to power a city with them solar fields. This says, Brother Lang, the Bahamian people will always have to pay the bills for any monies borrowed by the government. Purchase structure funds of $80 million is payable to the Grand Bahama Power Company. Please investigate immediately, sir. The government is strong-arming Grand Bahama Power Company because they could not get 100% control of the Port Authority. Selah, amen, says that text up. All right, we're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's back, Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies. Exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Quarter, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri-Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
Hey, everyone. Get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z-Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Chivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapadillo State for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person. Cash sales only. It's Z-Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh-so-cool vibes. See you there.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Wow. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It's the day before our Far Back Friday party. Yeah. Huh? Where we gonna have a good time. Fellowshipping, dancing, singing, that good old 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s music. I'm gonna have a ball doing that. Hanging out with the young, the not so young, the in between, hanging out with the ladies, hanging out with the guys. I don't want y'all to think y'all get no pea soup and dumpling and no fried chicken and fried fish. If you want that, that can be on the menu, but you gotta go get that. We can serve some orders for you. We can have some drinks available for you, soft drinks. Now, you want a hard drink, you buy the hard drink yourself. You ain't getting drunk on me. So, stay tuned. So glad you could join us for these last remaining moments of the show. Okay, so let me read these texts for you. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. Sorry for changing your topic, but we at the Aaron Bailey School are disappointed with Minister Barnaby having a function on the park with loud music, disturbing the classrooms next to the park, unable to teach. Wow. Okie dokie. Well, I'm sure his folks might be listening, so they might do something. This says, Eleuther would gladly pay grandmama power rates for reliable electricity. My generator averages $400 a month. Oh, wow. That's crazy. This text says, good day. The PLP is not being investor friendly. If they purchase it, they will meddle in that company and run it down into the ground. Only the secret crony investors will win with the taxpayers left holding the bag. Why can't they offer us shares? I just got $1,300 from my cruise port investment. Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. Wow. Good for you. This text of Mr. Lang, you could at least buy a cup of Kalik for the boy. You could buy your Kalik yourself, man. You got to buy your Kalik yourself. I can't help you. But I tell you what, I could buy you the fruit punch and you could put your Kalik in it. Sugar. I looking forward. Ross Burrow coming out there. He's shaking his leg too. Like Naughty's gonna join us. Naughty and MJ can join us. Yes, sir, Bob. I know they like to say, but Mr. Lang, I didn't know you was like this, you know. You ain't know me. you ain't know me, eh? This text says, oh boy. Bayman's could size you up, boy. Say, Brother Lang, the Bayman people will always have to pay the bill. Okay, we got that already. All right. Let me see. I don't know about you, right? But I'm excited. I mean, like, honestly, just genuinely excited as a human being, right? Being alive. I know there are challenges in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I know there are. There are many wonderful things happening in the Bahamas as well. There are many good things that we could get to be grateful for in the Bahamas. But I'm excited. I'm excited because the way I see it is, and so this is how this years old, Brother Ross Burrow, 86 years old. I'm 58. Okay? So if I'm fortunate to live as long as my mother, and I hope to, I got but 30 years left on the planet. 30 years. This is how I look at my life, right? I got 30 years left in the past. I have more years behind me than I have ahead of me. That's a fact. Unless some extraordinary happens. Okay? But this is, if you look on my phone, you will see on my phone, my screensaver, what'd that say? Finish strong. That's what I'm saying. So 28 years, 30 years. I want to finish strong in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas where I live, my country, right? And I don't have no time to be concerned about whether you like me, don't like me, no concern whether you want to do something. I want to finish strong. It means that I want my spirituality to count for something, right? So I'm purpose-driven. The means I want my family situation to be connected. And my friend situation. Relationally, I want to be connected. Okay? That means that financially, I want to be debt-free and capable of living a life that allows me some freedom to move and do and enjoy myself. And communally, I want to make a devotion. I want to make a contribution to my country that's Christ-centered. A contribution that is meaningful. And if I can do that in the next whatever number of years, like I say before, if I'm fortunate, it could be 30, it could be 40, it could be, you know, I would be delighted and I'd be finishing strong. And so participating in my civics, participating in our private enterprise, participating in our communal enterprises, that's all part and parcel of the process. I ain't hating on nobody. You COI, I don't hate you. Love you. You PLP, I don't hate you. Love you. You FNM, I don't hate you. Love you. I may disagree with you. I may disagree with some of the things you do. I may disagree with some of the things you are. But ain't nobody getting me mixed up. I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody for being PLP, FNM, COI, or IDI. All right? If your interest is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, even though we have different perspectives, even though we have different approaches, even on what to do with this place we have, I'm still good with you. It's all good. And so I'm watching in this politics. I'm watching to see who is going to do it in a sophisticated manner, who is going to do it in a manner that respects the intellectual capacity of the Bahamian people, even when that capacity may not be above average, may not be outstanding, and not all of us will be. I'm looking to see who have meaningful ideas, meaningful strategies, whose background reflects the ability to execute on strategies that they may put forward. So if you get petty and low down there, I'm going to call you out. If you elevate the discussion and so forth, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to say, listen, look at that elevated discussion. You see, what's his name today? Mr. Wells, honestly, did an impressive job, right? He seemed authentic. He answered questions. He didn't try to pretend with any respect to anything and so forth and so forth. And I've said to people that the Free National Movement candidates that I've been able to interview so far, too, represented themselves well. Okay, people take note. And so we want to expose them to you. We want them to come and to talk and share. I don't want you to think I'm going to come and try to prosecute nobody down here. If you say something that I want to get you to elaborate on or that might be some pushback from the public, I'm going to let you know. But we want people to be able to vent and to be able to vet, properly all of those people offering themselves for leadership. Because let me tell you something. Once you elect people, they are in for as long as they are in until the next one. So the only time you get to really interview the job prospect is before the election, because after that is a 5-year contract and the only person who could cut that short is the prime minister, as they call it. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the country. And I'm excited for all that God has allowed us to have in this country. I'm excited about tomorrow, Friday night. Yes, sir. Where we going? We can do it. We can do it. Far back Friday. Party. 7 p.m. Get your tickets. The tickets are still on sale. If you wait till the door. Listen, if you wait till you get it at the door, it could very well be the case that we tell you, sorry, you can't sell no more ticket. Because you know, some of y'all are so slow, I had to make sure we shift the room a little bit. So, you know, if you might just face a... So you have until 5 o'clock today. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you... We'll be back with you again when? Tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Come take my water.
This road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone.